Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Job is certainly down in the dumps. My life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again. Well, you would be too if you lost your health, your wealth, and then your children. All the while, your friends are trying to persuade you it's your own fault. Et tu, Brute? You know, sadly, so often, so much less sends us into darkness and despair. I know I can go there easily. We get kind of tunnel vision, seeing only the pain. And at times, at such moments, the sources of hope and happiness are forgotten. We simply become spiritually starved. Rabbi Kushner really said it nicely. We cannot live without the knowledge that someone cares about us. We cannot live. Of course, I would take it one step further. We cannot be fully alive without the someone loving us and flowing into us. Regretfully, we are so preoccupied that we forget that God comes in our flesh to convince us that we are loved, and then to enter into our flesh with us. You know, more is happening than a cure in today's gospel. In the ancient world, mothers did not live with their daughters. They stayed with the male side of the family. The husband died, then the mother stayed with the sons. If the sons died, then she stayed with the extended part of the male family. Here, Peter's mother-in-law lives with him. Can you imagine the tragedy in her life that necessitated her to come and live with her daughter? This is the very first miracle in Mark, and it sets the stage of Jesus truly reaching out to touch those who really are suffering, who are on the edge or pushed to the side. God in Jesus reaches out to grasp Peter's mother-in-law, not merely to pull her out of the fever, but to pull her out of that alienation of her own life, that sorrow of her life. Jesus wanted to pull her into God's embrace. God in Jesus reaches out and invades our physical space. Jesus will touch the leper. His finger will make mud and smear it on the eye of a blind man. His fingers will invade a person's mouth and ears. He will risk corpse defilement and grasp the dead girl's hand, the young boy's hands. Jesus wants to touch. Jesus wants to touch. And by touching, he says, the kingdom of God has invaded into our broken world, the physical world God wants to heal. Do you let yourself be touched? But that is not enough. Do you become touch? Peter's mother-in-law did. She rises and does what any Jewish mother, any Italian mom, any Mediterranean woman would do. She cooks. She insists, eat. Her food is no mere food. It's consecrated food. It is filled with her love. It is love made food. Now comes the challenge of today's gospel. Jesus cures Peter's mother-in-law, and the word goes out like thunder. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases. He drove out many demons. That must have been such a rush for Jesus, you know, curing people. People broken. People looking for hope. People looking for healing. Did you ever think it might become a temptation for Jesus too? Just be the Messiah that heals, win the relief, smiles, and adoration of the people. Jesus has to stay focused. So he draws in the early morning to have his heart touched and fed. He enters into the silence to be touched and fed by the Father. If this is true for Jesus in his humanity, how much more true it is for you. Do you let God touch you? Of course, in the meantime, a crowd has become a mourning multitude. People came to be healed. Can you imagine how proud Peter felt the night before? Here is good buddy, you and me, Jesus, and Jesus is healing all these people. He must have felt great. Next morning was a different story. Jesus had disappeared on him. And now he's got a mob in front of his house. Where is that man? And Peter gets frantic. And you can hear it in the very words. When they finally find Jesus, everybody is looking for you. Missing words. What are you doing here? Get back, quick. I got a problem at home. How would you have felt if you were the waiting sick one when Jesus wasn't there? Disappointed, cheated, angry. Later to hear he's in another village doing the same thing. One of life's lessons is that you have to set boundaries. Jesus did. He was setting a boundary. He was living what is his priorities, what is most important. He was choosing the really good. Jesus didn't stop healing, but he did it only in service of his preaching. He wanted to heal a deeper wound. You know, we lose ourselves in so much that is peripheral. Distraction keeps us from what is most important. How many friendships, marriages have floundered on those rocks. When I was working at the Christian Brothers Retreat House for students, 1,700 students came yearly. In countless small groups, they shared their dreams and disappointments. I put a 50-buck bet that no one of you, unless you heard earlier homily, can imagine what their most common complaint was. The absent dad. Sure, some were distant because of divorce, but that wasn't the issue. It was their dad's inattentiveness. Moms get it. Sadly, we ask too many moms to be super moms. But too many dads just don't quite realize just how important you are. How much your sons and daughters want you to be part of their lives. Men, you are more needed than you imagine. The Father and Jesus knew that. Jesus is the Father's attentiveness to us made real. Not by a momentary cure in a life that is still terminal, but in calling us to a life that conquers death. But the habit of distraction and lack of priorities blinds us to what is most important. It is important to know how to say no, so that you can say yes to what really matters. You know, we too often can sacrifice family, children, love, friendship, God, and life for what is merely urgent. It's important to set boundaries to protect what is our greatest treasure. You know, the first step to being a person of character and integrity is to know your values and priorities. Jesus chose the preaching because he wanted to bring the kingdom of God alive in this world. He chose to be the Father's self-expression for us. And he still becomes this Father's gift to us from this table. The question today is simple. Do you know what is most important in your life? Have you chosen Jesus? One of the things I like about the RCAA, these are people taking a second look at their lives. I mean, they didn't have to come to Stanford to be confirmed. They didn't have to say, I want to seek baptism or reception to the church. They're taking a risk looking at themselves, looking at their God. They're doing a spiritual journey, and it really deserves, I think, an incredible round of applause. So how about it for them?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.